Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books, like Tasks Before Apps, or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. A quick reminder, in just a few weeks, I'll open up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club. That's right, the doors are closed as I'm recording this episode, but will reopen March 25th to March 31st. Anyone on the waitlist gets something extra special, so head over to classtechtips.com/club to get on the waitlist, or send me a message on Instagram, a bunch of you have this week, at classtechtips, and I'll get you all the info for the waitlist. I don't want you to miss out on this. This week's podcast is titled An Introduction to the ACES Framework. In this episode, I'll share a framework for thinking about technology integration that I first introduced in my 2016 book, Deeper Learning with QR Codes and Augmented Reality. In this book, I share the ACES Framework as a way to examine scannable technology integration. It works really well when talking about scannable technology like QR codes and augmented reality. And if these are topics you're interested in, I do have episodes of the Easy EdTech podcast that talk about each topic. I'll add them to the show notes for this episode so you can find them there. Today, I'm going to take a more wide-ranging view of this framework, so not just scannable technology, not just QR codes and augmented reality, but all types of technology integration. In my book, Tasks Before Apps, Designing Rigorous Learning in a Tech-Rich Classroom, I take a look at the ACES framework from the lens of more broad technology integration. So things that go along in a K-12 learning environment, regardless of what type of device you have, and regardless of the subject area you're teaching. Let's take a look at the ACES framework together. The ACES framework is made up of four elements, the A, C, E, and S. The A is for access, the C is for curate, the E is for engage, and the S is for share. Let's do a quick overview of the four, then we'll dive in a little deeper into each one. Access. Students can easily and efficiently locate content hosted online to find information, answer questions, or connect with others. Curate. Students interact with resources hand-picked by their teacher that relate to course content, student interest, or the individual needs of learners. Engage. Students use technology tools to build transferable skills during hands-on learning activities that require them to create products and collaborate with others. Share. Students have an authentic audience for their learning, setting a purpose for their work and connecting their creations to the world outside the classroom. This type of work is already happening in your classroom, and you can be super strategic when using digital tools to make sure each area is addressed. Maybe not every day, of course, but over the course of a unit of study for sure. So don't feel like you have to hit all four of these within a 45-minute period. That'd be kind of crazy, right? But you're addressing this, thinking about it strategically over the course of a unit or a multi-day lesson and bringing these into your conversations when you're planning with your colleagues or reflecting on what's going on in your classroom. Let's take a look at each of these, and then I'll share a unit example that includes all four of these areas to help illustrate this concept. First up, A for access. When using digital tools, increasing access to students is huge. This is often where we think of consumption in the classroom. Students can use technology to easily and efficiently locate content hosted online to find information, answer questions, or connect with others. Now, of course, we don't want this to be the only thing students use digital tools for, but it's a big part of the pie. Access can include multimedia content like podcast episodes, explainer videos, or ebooks with audio support. In the show notes for this episode, I'll include resources that can help you find this type of multimedia content for your class. I've got a couple list of favorite podcasts and list of explainer videos, and I'll link to that as well. Now, when we talk about access, the idea is that we're connecting kids with things, with stuff, with content that just wasn't possible to get in their hands in the past before we had this technology. So it's really connecting them with resources that they just could not have got their hands on if they didn't have access to these digital tools. Now, next is C for curate. When I use the word curate, I'm thinking like a museum curator, someone who picks out the right thing for the right time and place. So just like a museum exhibit needs to make sense when we choose things to share with students, they need to get the job done and connect to a specific goal. So a museum curator chooses all of the artwork or artifacts, puts them in a room in a really purposeful order so that when you walk through, you're seeing this pathway, you're learning about something, you're exploring something in a way that's really purposeful. Same thing goes here. Teachers can use technology to help students interact with specific resources. These resources are hand-picked by their teacher that relate to course content, student interest, or the individual needs of learners. Another way to think about this is using technology for differentiation. You know what your students need based on your formative assessment routines or observations, and you curate resources that are just right for them. So A is for access and C is for curate. Let's take a look at the E and the S. Next is E for engage. When talking about engagement, it's not the hook or gotcha moment of grabbing students' attention. I'm not knocking that. It just has to be more than that to sustain engagement for more than the first few minutes of a lesson. So the E of engagement means students use technology tools to build transferable skills during hands-on learning activities that require them to create products and collaborate with others. They are in the flow, working towards a goal. You can think of it as, I can't believe it's time for lunch already, or when the bell rings and everyone in the classroom is surprised, right? With technology, we can establish a clear purpose and audience for students, get them creating and making something, and that's really where this engagement comes in. Then there is S for share. Sharing is all about student products, big or small. When students use technology to share, they have an authentic audience for their learning, setting a purpose for their work, and connecting their creations to the world outside the classroom. Sharing can happen in everyday moments, like an exit ticket they share on a class social media page, or bigger moments, like a video they've made to share with a partner class that goes through all of the steps for a science experiment. Technology makes it easier than ever to share student work, whether it's local or global. So with our ACEs framework, all of these pieces are important. You might address all of them within a short amount of time or look at it in a longer amount of time across multi-day lessons or a unit of study. Before we finish up, I want to share a unit overview that I created for my book, Tasks Before Apps, Designing Rigorous Learning in a Tech-Rich Classroom. Those of you who are on my email list might have received an email from me a couple weeks ago. It was on sale on Amazon, and sometimes Amazon puts the book on sale, so you might want to head over there and check it out. You just have to search for Tasks Before Apps, and you'll see it right there. And if you have the book already, it's on page 8. And if you don't have the book yet and want to grab a copy, like I said, you can search for it on Amazon. Amazon's pretty good about listing it on sale every once in a while. Or you could just go to classtechtips.com/books for more information. And that's where you can find my other books too. So let's go through the sample unit plan together. This is the one that's right from page 8 of my book. So the unit title in this example is Hands-On with the Scientific Method, and I list 4 learning goals. Students will be able to distinguish the different components of the scientific method, plan an experiment by gathering information from multiple sources, conduct and document the steps of a scientific experiment, summarize their learning process using multimedia. So those are the 4 learning goals for this unit. And the overarching mission is for students to develop an understanding of the scientific method by conducting an experiment. For the culminating task, since this was a unit, it's going to go over the course of a couple weeks, students will create an ebook to share on our class blog that documents the steps they took while conducting an experiment. As part of the expectations for this unit, students will complete all steps of the scientific method, use domain-specific vocabulary, and create a digital product. So just a side note, this isn't in the book, but something that connects to this unit. I spend a lot of time in classrooms working with students who are creating content creating a product that goes along with content that they're studying. Ebooks are a really great example because they're open-ended creation tools. You can differentiate what it looks like. There's just so much you can do, and that's one of the reasons why I included it in this unit example. So let's jump back into the Tasks Before Apps example. So here's how the technology integration comes into play with this particular unit. Digital tools will be used in 6 different ways. Introduce key terms through a multimedia scavenger hunt, demonstrate the scientific method in action, connect with an expert through video conferencing, capture student work through images and video, organize student summaries and media to create an ebook, and share student creations on a digital platform for a partner class to view. So some of these things kids will do independently, some collaboratively, and some are more of a teacher role of distributing and sharing and just organizing different lessons within this unit. So for this unit example, I do list a couple tools that you might potentially use. You might use Book Creator, a kid blog, an iPad camera, Nearpod, Skype. So these are connect to some of the activities I just mentioned of where digital tools come into play, but you can sub in any tools that are going to be a good fit for you and your class. And I'll link to these in the show notes for this episode in case you want to check out those potential tools. But here is how the ACEs framework comes into play. Technology will elevate the unit by helping students to A, access resources by virtually connecting with an expert through a Skype call. C, curate content by organizing it and supporting media into an ebook. E, engage with learning by capturing hands-on experiences as they happen. S, share with others by publishing an ebook on the class blog for the partner class to view. Now, with all of these pieces, right, you can use this ACEs framework for your planning of upcoming units, whether it's on your own or with colleagues or with teachers you might support. You can use it to reflect on how well technology was integrated into units in the past. I don't want you to think of this as an evaluation tool. The framework's not meant to evaluate as much as to help spark conversations, help you plan moving forward, and reflect on what's happened in the past. So there you have it. Here's the ACEs framework in action. I'll include links to some of the resources I mentioned in today's episode on the show notes for this episode, which you can find at classtechtips.com/podcast. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, review the ACEs framework and get to know each part. Reflect on an activity or unit you've previously taught. Then determine how you could use this framework for future planning. And finally, put the framework into action during an upcoming activity or unit of study. Quick reminder, in just a few weeks, I'll open up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club. That's right, the doors are closed as I'm recording this episode, but will reopen for 2020, March 25th to March 31st. It's actually going to be the last time they open up in the 2019-2020 school year. So anyone on the wait list gets something extra special, and you'll want to jump into this. It's, you know, just go out over there and sign up now. It's classtechtips.com/club. That's where you'll get on the wait list. Of course, you could send me a message on Twitter or Instagram at classtechtips, and I can send the link straight to you. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected, follow at Class Tech Tips on Instagram or your favorite social network. I visit schools and conferences all over the world, so if your organization is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.